Welcome to The Crisis Room, a podcast by Human Angle. I'm your host, Sabiga. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and ask the tough questions around them. In today's episode, we explore the evolving situation in Niger, where despite a recent military takeover, jihadist groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State continue to wreak havoc on civilians and military targets. On July 26th, political turmoil gripped the Niger Republic. A military coup was announced, shattering the nation's geopolitical relationship with neighboring countries within the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS bloc. The Presidential Guard overthrew and detained President Mohamed Bazoum and selected General Abdourahmane Tchiani, the proclaimed leader of the junta, as his replacement for a transitional government rule that will take 3 years. Although the Putschists have claimed that fighting insecurity and the activities of jihadists in the country were the main motivation for their coup, the jihadists have only intensified their operations after their takeover. We're joined by an expert and a reporter in the field whose work have covered the activities of jihadists in Africa and followed the trends in Niger Republic since the announcement of the coup, to dissect the complexities of this ongoing challenge. Welcome to the Crisis Room podcast. Let's start by self-introduction.
Thank you, Sabiga, for having me on the show. I'm Ali Bahiru, a corporate reporter and security analyst at Human Angle, with extensive knowledge of the operations of jihadists in Africa.
Thank you for joining us, Ali. Let's begin with the recent military junta's seizure of power in Niger. The military claimed worsening security as a key rationale for their intervention. However, attacks by jihadist groups have persisted. What's driving this continuation of violence?
Well, it's a multifaceted issue. The Sahelian insurgency spearheaded by groups like ISDS, that Islamic State Greater Sahara, now integrated into the Islamic State West African province, that's ISWA, and Jamaat-e-Nusrat al-Islam and Muslimin affiliated with Al-Qaeda poses a significant challenge. The insurgency, combined with the cases of non-jihadi terrorism, otherwise known as 23, has created a highly precarious conflict zone straddling Nigeria, Mali, and Burkina Faso and other parts of the Sahel.
Indeed, the situation is incredibly complex. Could you elaborate on the impact of the ongoing diplomatic tension between Nigeria and Niger, particularly concerning the border closure and its effect on counter-terrorism efforts?
And the activities of these groups frequently spill over into neighboring territories. This is well known, escalating tensions and complicating security efforts. So additionally, the deteriorating diplomatic ties between Nigeria and Niger and other West African countries have hampered cross-border counter-terrorism efforts, exacerbating the situation.
It's evident that the closure of the Nigeria-Niger border has made it challenging for troops to, you know, operate in the region effectively. In the central Tahoua region, we observe a combination of IS Sahel militancy and widespread banditry. How is this going to affect the local governance structure?
The government structure in the Sahel has inadvertently created a fertile ground for the spread of violent extremism, particularly in the aftermath of the military coup. The delicate balance of power and governance has played into the hands of extremist groups. These groups are the ones carrying out attacks here and there, and they're exploiting the situation in there. So this has complicated the issue, and will continue complicating the issue, especially when they take over, those who are facing challenges from international community and the ECOWAS community in West Africa.
Jihadist groups have been releasing propaganda materials showcasing their activities within Niger. What can we glean from these releases about their presence and actions?
Okay, as you said, these propaganda releases are a stark reminder of the persistent and bold presence of extremist organizations in the region. They are claiming responsibility for attacks and even highlighting their increased presence under the military junta, which raises concern. So the main goal of the hasn't been achieved so far.
So given the mounting international pressure, particularly from ECOWAS, what's the stance of the military junta and how might it affect the situation in Niger?
The junta has expressed reluctance to restore civilian rule, even amidst international pressure. ECOWAS is considering military action, and Mali and Burkina Faso have pledged their support for the junta. However, such an intervention could actually worsen the already dire situation as in neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, where military takeovers failed to address the jihadist insurgency effectively.
Now, it's apparent that the effectiveness of military intervention in tackling complex security challenges is a matter of debate. How have previous military interventions in Niger shaped the current situation?
Previous interventions have had mixed results. President Bazoum's approach involving dialogue with certain extremists and radicalization efforts had yielded positive results. The military takeover poses a potential threat to these gains, and the historical pattern of political transition by military coups in Niger Republic add to that certain uncertainty. We've heard reports recently there was an attempted coup in Niger Republic, even though it was later debunked by the coup leaders, but it portrays how there are obvious loopholes even with the recent takeover in the country. So this could actually take their attention away from fighting insurgency and could likely make the insurgents intensify their efforts in terrorizing people instead of, you know, the civilian government working against the insurgents, as we have previously seen by President Bazoum.
As we navigate this complex landscape, it's evident that the situation in Niger remains highly fluid and unpredictable, impacting not only the nation, but the broader Sahel region. What are the broader implications for regional stability, especially with Mali and Burkina Faso showing solidarity with Niger?
The solidarity from Mali and Burkina Faso in response to the potential ECOWAS intervention has added another layer of complexity. We must consider how such action could further destabilize the region. We witnessed in Mali and Burkina Faso that military takeovers didn't succeed in addressing the jihadist insurgency effectively. And the same could be repeated in Niger. And the ECOWAS intervention would likely aggravate the situation.
With limited foreign aid and deteriorating collaboration with neighboring Nigeria, how can the junta effectively combat the jihadist groups that continue to pose a menace?
This is indeed a critical challenge. The junta faces significant obstacles, from resources constraints to lack of cooperation with neighboring nations. France has already left, and the U.S. is also preparing to leave. Addressing this issue will require a multifaceted approach, and the effectiveness of such efforts remain uncertain.
President Bazoum's leadership had seen notable progress in reducing attacks. Can you elaborate on the strategies that contributed to this success and, you know, how the military takeover threatens to undo it?
As I say, President Bazoum's approach involved a combination of dialogue with certain extremist groups, radicalization efforts, and effective military tactics. These strategies led to a significant reduction in attacks. The military takeover, however, poses a potential threat to the game, at least as they may only use kinetic approach in dealing with the insurgency, which has been found to be ineffective in eliminating the jihadist threat in any country around the world.
What lessons can we draw from Niger's history of instability, marked by frequent political transitions via military coups, and how do these transitions affect the fight against jihadist groups?
Niger's history of political instability through military coups has contributed to the ongoing challenges. Frequent transitions disrupt continuity and effective governance. Stability and sustained efforts are crucial in combating jihadist groups. And public organizations only add to the complexities.
In the ever-changing landscape of the jihadist insurgency, what do you foresee for the future of Niger and the border Sahel region?
The future remains uncertain, as I previously mentioned. The unpredictability of the jihadist insurgency, coupled with the ongoing political turmoil, poses a significant challenge. Regional stability will depend on various factors, including effective international cooperation and strategies that address the root cause of extremism.
As we conclude today's episode of The Crisis Room, we're reminded of the intricacies and challenges in addressing the ongoing crisis in Niger. We'd like to express our gratitude to our guest, Aliyu, for sharing invaluable insights. This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Join us in 2 weeks for another episode. The production team are Sabiq Abello, Usman Abbazanna, and Aliyu Dahiru. The executive producer is Ahmed Salkida.